Watch Teacher, 180 Days to Turn Students into Revolutionaries. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 31, 2021. A video released Tuesday by Project Veritas, PV, led by James O'Keefe, appears to show a California public high school advanced placement government teacher bragging that he is using Antifa propaganda to indoctrinate his students. "I have 180 days to turn them into revolutionaries," Gabriel Jipe, who teaches at Indicum High School in Sacramento, California, is heard saying in the video, as other voices are heard speaking loudly in the background. Asked by the PV undercover journalist how he does that, the video shows the teacher saying, "Scare the FK out of them." The Sacramento organization that is under the banner of Antifa is very loosely organized, right? The teacher is heard explaining to the interviewer in the video. "So, like, when there's right-wing rallies and stuff, then, we'll create an opposition to that. Yeah." The video shows Jipe telling the PV journalist, who is posing as a left-wing sympathizer, that Sacramento is incredibly diverse, but we're surrounded by a bunch of right-wing rednecks. "The other really big organization in our area, if you're looking to get involved, is NorCal Resist," the teacher seems to recommend to the interviewer. "NorCal Resist does direct outreach for undocumented folks. They help them with material support as well as legal aid and support with the help of National Lawyers Guild. So, they, Antifa, work in tandem with each other." The video then shows Jipe stating his goal is to get students out in the community. "I want to get them familiar with organizations that are doing work, what type of work they're doing, how they can be involved, where their passion is and what they can contribute," he appears to explain, adding there is so much more to do than just sharing a tweet or posting on Instagram. Nevertheless, Jipe also seems to say he encourages his students to use social media to propagandize. "Like, these are all great tools on how to get, you know. It's like, I've met so many people in my life who, when they met me, thought I was off the wall, right?" the teacher is heard saying in the video. "And, now, they're all Marxists, right? You know, and I'm just like, your political identification changed." The video then shows Jipe explaining how students grow more left-wing as they progress through school. "And, so, I have a huge political spectrum in my room, on the wall. So, they, students, take an ideology quiz in their Unit 4 and I put their face. They have to give me a picture of themselves, and I put it on the wall, where they are. Every year, they, students, get further and further left. And I've made them pay attention to where my tack marks are. Because, I'm like, these ideologies are considered extremes, right? Extreme times breed extreme ideologies, right? There is a reason why Generation Z, these kids, are becoming further and further left," he is heard saying. The discussion continues as the PV journalist asks how his 17-year-old son might become involved with these groups. Where would he go to connect with some of these organizations? The journalist is heard asking. "I post a calendar every week," Jipe appears to say. The video then shows the teacher explaining how students can earn extra credit for participating in the opposition to the right-wing rallies. "Like, and so, that encourages them to do it," he is heard saying. "And I've had students show up for protests, community events, tabling, food distribution. All sorts of things." Jipe then gives the appearance of elaborating that when they, students, go to Antifa events, they take pictures, write up a reflection. That's their extra credit. The video then shows the wall of Jipe's classroom, on which viewers can see an Antifa flag and a poster of Mao Zedong, the former chairman of the Chinese Communist Party. "I'm probably as far left as you can go," the teacher is heard saying. In an apparent discussion of the Chinese Cultural Revolution during the 1960s, Jipe seems to say it ultimately failed. He is heard in the video referring to the many excesses associated with that revolution. "People were definitely, like, you know, shot in the streets. That probably shouldn't have been," he seems to acknowledge. The video then shows Jipe telling the PV journalist he and his wife are political organizers and that he himself has been organizing since he was 13 years old, in a ton of different organizations, and I've been on the front lines. He is heard explaining it is easy to indoctrinate older high school students because their parents are less involved in their lives. "Yeah, because a lot of senior parents, at this point, have backed off. Right? He seems to note. So, they're just kinda like, well, you can fend for yourself. Jaip gives the impression that some parents of younger students, and some students themselves, have complained about what they see in his classroom. Like, I have an Antifa flag on my wall. And a student complained about that, and he said it made him feel uncomfortable. Well, this Antifa flag is made to make fascists feel uncomfortable. So, if you feel uncomfortable, I don't really know what to tell you. He is then heard laughing in the video as he repeats what he apparently said to the student. Maybe you shouldn't be aligning with the values that this is antithetical to, he says. The video shows Jaip explaining that, in order for socialism to truly take root in the United States, there must be cultural and economic shifts. We need to be able to attack both fronts, he is heard saying, and elaborating. We need to create parallel structures of power because we cannot rely on the state. So, we need to distribute food, necessities. We need to create those mutual aid programs that we can look back at groups like the Black Panthers and learn from their successes as well as their mistakes. As well as consistently focusing on education and a change of cultural propaganda. We have to convince people that this socialism is what we actually need, he apparently states. As Breitbart News has reported, education researcher Stanley Kurtz has warned about the proposed Action Civics curricula that ultimately teach America's students how to community organize for leftist causes with a woke education program based on critical race theory. Kurtz, the author of The Partisanship Out of Civics Act, a model for legislation that seeks to ban Action Civics at the state level, explained to Breitbart News the new education threat is a 1-2 punch that combines Alinskyite community organizing with woke education based on critical race theory. He observed that, in this new Action Civics framework, teachers organize their students for demonstrations and lobbying on behalf of leftist causes. Action Civics also lets students volunteer with leftist community organizations and participate in their advocacy for course credit, Kurtz noted. If you layer culturally responsive woke education on top of that, teachers are forced to indoctrinate students with ideas like systemic racism, white privilege, and gender fluidity. In July, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, vetoed a misleading bill that would have allowed state sponsorship and funding of Action Civics in schools. The bill passed the Florida legislature unanimously with the backing of prominent sponsors and would have required the Florida Commissioner of Education to develop criteria for a civic literacy practicum that meets certain goals and authorize time spent on specified civic engagement activities to count toward requirements for certain scholarships and academic awards, the bill's description stated. In his veto message, DeSantis said, the proposed bill seeks to further so-called Action Civics but does so in a way that risks promoting the preferred orthodoxy of two particular institutions. For these reasons, I withhold my approval of SB 146 and do hereby veto the same, the governor said. Among Action Civics bills at the federal level is the Civics Secures Democracy Act, introduced by Rep. Rosa DeLauro, DCT, and backed by Senator John Cornyn, RTX, and Representative Tom Cole, ROK.